start to the finish, go hard, and we winning. It's the heart of a villain, it's the heart of a villain. Hey, hello everybody, and welcome to another Friday. Nope, not Friday. That's right, we're back on Thursday night. Thursday night edition of the Heart of a Villain, the podcast and live stream devoted to the Bearded Villains Worldwide Brotherhood. Tonight, guys, hey, first off, thank you very much for being here. Those of you who are here live, it is episode 214, and today is May 9th, 2024. We are here on a Thursday night. Thank you guys so much for being here. Tonight, we are going to talk with Ivan. That's right. We're going to talk with Ivan from the Bearded Villains, Northern Monkeys. One of my absolute favorite chapters over there. Those boys, they know how to host. They treated me well when I came over there last year, and can't wait to get back over there. But hey, so we're going to be talking about a little thing. If you recall last year, I was able to go over to England to go to Monkey Jam. Unfortunately, wasn't able to go this year, but you know, they still had the audacity to have a Monkey Jam without old BP. Can you believe it? They still had a Monkey Jam anyway, even though I couldn't make it. But anyway, so they had this back on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. They had it back on May 4th. So we're going to be talking with Ivan, and he's going to tell us all about everything that was Monkey Jam 2024. They did some really cool stuff, and it was a lot of fun to talk to him about that. I really wish I could have been there because they're up in their game every time. They're up in their game. And they did a few things over there that, you know, last year for their fifth year anniversary at Monkey Jam, they did a couple things that were new that I'd never seen done before, and they're kind of keeping the trend going, and we'll talk about that in the interview that I have with Ivan. But good evening, everyone. I want to give a quick shout-out to anybody that is here hanging out with us live tonight, and you can't see this, but if I act a little strange tonight, it's because my monitors are acting really funky. My main monitor, the big one right in front of me, is dead. So I'm working off of my two side monitors, and I'm going back and forth, and everything that I normally have on a big monitor right in front of me is pushed and sized smaller. It's crammed into these two smaller monitors on the side. So if you see me wandering aimlessly with my eyes, that's probably why tonight. But yeah. So hey, let's give a shout out to some boys here and girls and whoever else is here with us tonight. Rob is hanging out with us. He's from over in England. That's right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is good morning for you because it's pushing, what, 1 o'clock over there now, maybe around that time, a little bit later. So thank you, sir, for being here as always. Love it. And from up in the great white north, from the Lakeshore Boys. What's up, Mars? Evening, everyone. Evening. Naz is here. Whoa, look at that. See what happens when you start talking about some interesting things. People just come out of the woodwork. I love it. good to see you here. Mr. Elevated Gray is also hanging out with us tonight. Good to see you. I know you guys have nothing better to do on a Thursday night, and that's perfectly fine with me. Usually on Friday nights is when everybody disappears on me. Buddy's also hanging out with us. Evening, brothers. How you doing? Papa is hanging out with us as well. Hey, Papa. Brewskis. Good to see you. Oh, all right. From here in northern Indiana, Ed, how you doing, dearing? Good evening, Captain. Yes. Oh, Captain. I love it. Hey, what is up? What is oi oi? What's going on? He's in a bad service area. Oh, man. I hate to hear that. Hopefully you can catch up and yeah, you know, whatever. I hate to see that. I hate to see the bad service. Mr. Ramsey is also hanging out with us. Good evening. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know about so much that I was a big miss this year because I couldn't make it, but I was truly bummed about it. And it was kind of funny. I mentioned this in my interview with Ivan that I didn't even realize once I knew that I wasn't going to be able to make it over this year due to my daughter's wedding that's actually coming up. We have to pay for next week. But I didn't even realize how quickly time was flying and that it was on the calendar. And even though I'm still in the Monkey Jam chat, it was funny because I was like, oh my gosh, it wasn't until like 2 or 3 weeks before that I really realized, oh my gosh, it's that time of year. And then I got really bummed. So you know how that is when you go to a meet somewhere, and it, especially if it's someplace that you've really traveled to, and it was like the first time you've been there, and all of the memories, all of the emotions and everything that you have with that. And then you want to go back right away. As soon as you get home, you're like, I want to go back again. And super bummed when it's, you know, it's like, ah, I just can't. So unfortunately, it's just not a hop, skip, and a jump across a state line or something like that. So we'll see. We'll see. I hope to get back over there here real soon. We'll see. All right. He says he's going strong. All right. Yeah, Dave. Hey, Dave, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you here as well. He says, hello, brothers. Hello, hello. So, all right. So we got a little bit of stuff to talk about. I want to mention some merch items from some of our chapters. I have a fun little tale of one of our chapters doing something kind of cool. So our Villains Around the World segment is back, but it's only back for me mentioning this one specific chapter. And of course, I'm talking about BV Alberta. BV Alberta. I kind of teased a couple weeks ago that they were doing this thing without having a whole lot of information about it and said, hey, if you want to donate, blah, blah, blah. But now they have done their thing, and it's a really cool event that they took part in. And so I wanted to give them props. But so like I said, this is one of those things where when I do this Villains Around the World segment, I would love to do this, have this Villains Around the World segment last like, oh, I don't know, a half hour if I could. That would be really cool. But it's all dependent upon you. It's all dependent on you, all the brothers out there, sharing the information with me. I see stuff come across Instagram all the time about this chapter did this thing and this chapter did this thing, and they're sharing pictures, and it's really cool. But I don't have the time to chase everybody down and be like, hey, what was this all about? Hey, what was this all about? So the only thing I'm asking you, and like I said, it's not bragging. It's not asking you to brag or anything like that. I just want to be able to share what other chapters are doing. Think of me as a conduit, as like part two of your Instagram story, right? Think of me as the extra thing. Think of me as the extra thing. All right, so apparently I've lost sound because my phone tried to connect to this. So what we're going to do is stand by one. Stand by one. All right, so now there we go. We should be back up and running. We should be back up and running. I have no idea why. For some reason, my phone likes to try to connect to the live streaming software. And when it tries to do that, it tries to use the microphone on my phone for whatever reason. I have not figured out how to do this yet, so I need to try and turn off or disconnect or whatever it is. But so I love this. We're getting all sorts of fun comments here. Oh, man. So I love this. I've got to share all the fun comments. Everybody razzing me. I love it. Mars, what happened to the sound? Elevated Gray says, sound check. Sound check. Buy sound. Yep, buy sound. We're back up and running with sound, though, now. Ed says, no sound, no sound. I know. I appreciate you guys being on top of this because I would not have known. I would have not have known. Nez says, dude, the sound's off. The sound's off. Yeah, Papa, BP sound. Yeah, I know. You got to give me all the hard times, guys. Now your mic is like your front screen, dead. I appreciate it, guys. So hopefully everybody can see that I'm back up and running with my mic here. Thought my earphones were broken. I'm sorry. Okay. Yay. We're back up and running. Okay. Got thumbs up. Okay. Well, I don't even remember what I was saying, before my phone rudely interrupted us and tried to take away all my sound. But let's just say I think I was in the middle of trying to appeal or trying to plead to everyone that when your chapter's doing something cool, think of me as like part two of when you're posting something on Instagram. So if you're posting something on Facebook, if you're posting something on Instagram from your chapter that you did something this cool, if you're going to post it on Instagram or something like that, take an extra second, screenshot, and then send me. Just send it to me. All right? That at least lets me know that there's something out there that I need to maybe follow back up with you on. I would love to do that. So we're going to do some merch. We're going to do a quick Villains Around the World segment talking about BV Alberta. And then we're going to get right into the interview that I had with Ivan, because that was just a super cool conversation. That was just super fun. I mean, he's one of those guys, man, you just talk to and you can just talk. I wish that we lived closer. I told him we got to talk more often. We can't be like once every several months away from a year or something like that. But all right, so let's do this first. I want to talk a little bit about merch. All right, so let's get into merch. And of course, when there's merch involved, I have to mandatorily, I think it's state law around here, at least it's my law. I know it's not brand new, but this is my show and this is my microphone, so I'm going to promote it. The Northern Indiana Villains, we have a pin out there that we've restocked that people were going goo goo gaga over. It is available on our website right now, bvnorthernindiana.org, bvnorthernindiana.org. It is a silver, polished silver metal pin measuring 1.75 inches across. Very cool, with a backing card to boot. BVNorthernIndiana.org. Go grab them. Go grab it. Helps our charity endeavors. All right. So let's see what we got. Knox Villains, number 7. The pre-sale on this shirt, very cool shirt, by the way, is ending May 15th. Ending May 15th. So if you want to grab one of these and have it, maybe even have it ready, I don't know. There's a chance. Sometimes we chapters plan to try and get merch ready to go on these pre-sales in hopes that it's ready to go when you get there for the event. Fingers crossed, right? I don't know what their plans are. I may be speaking completely out of turn. Maybe it's not going to be ready for the event. But the pre-sale, nonetheless, ends on May 15th. All right? So just about a week. So the shirt ranges in price from $20 to $30, depending on your size. Very cool design for the Knox Villains number 7 shirt. Go out there and grab one of those. Hit up the Smoky Mountain Villains for further information on that item. Hey, I also want to give props one more time this week, and then I'll take it back off next week. I usually try to get things on here for a couple weeks. But the Czech Republic, I don't get a chance to promote stuff from them very often. They had a really cool second anniversary patch. And anytime you get a chance to get stuff from overseas, it's really cool. So if you want one, grab one. Reach out to the boys from the Czech Republic and see if you can get one of these patches. They're second anniversary patches. Very cool stuff. Got to give a shout out to my boys up north, them Lakeshore boys, and Sweden, because they have a first ever collaboration between Lakeshore and Sweden. They have a patch that they have designed. You can buy them in 2 locations. North American orders are available at the Lakeshore Villains website, which is www.lakeshorevillains.com. European orders are available through Sweden. So you need to go on IG to Bearded Villains Sweden chapter IG page. Hit them up. Tell them you want one of these things. There are only 300 of them. Well, no, I'm sorry. There were only 300 of these. And now I've been told it's less than 20 that may be available. Maybe somewhere around 15. That would be really cool if we just like got through the weekend and they were gone. Wouldn't that be cool? If everybody that's watching this show right now and everybody that listens to it in the next 24 or 48 hours, go out there, either hit up the Sweden guys or hit up the Lakeshore Villains and finish out these patches. Get them all sold out. We're in the teens. We're in the teens. At least I know for sure we're in the teens here stateside. So or North America side, I guess. I say stateside, North America side. But all the proceeds All the proceeds from this patch go to Beards for Bucko. They're a big event they've got coming up. So Beards for Bucko. It's a 4.5 by 5 inch patch, guys. You know Lakeshore doesn't do things small. They go big. They have huge patches, and they're always very well detailed, as you can see by this image. So LakeshoreVillains.com or Sweden. Go grab them. $13 plus shipping. Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal. And it's for charity. Don't forget. All right. Great to see. Let's sell those things out. It would be awesome if those were gone by the weekend. I want to give a shout out to them boys up north again, Ontario Southwest. I said a couple weeks ago they released this new logo, but now they're going to be releasing patches. Patches. They're on presale. They have a very cool X Factor that it's kind of like, if you could reach out and it looks like this picture looks like I could reach out and just rub my fingers across it. It's like so 3D. But very cool, very detailed X Factor. We don't see too many of those very often, but this is a very cool, very detailed X Factor for OSW. And they're also going to, I don't have the actual picture of the patch, but my understanding is they're also releasing a presale for their actual new chapter patch as well. I think. Well, anyway, hit up those boys, hit up the OSW chapter and see what you can do. Help them out. Get some new, anytime you get new merch, brand new chapter patches, right? When they redesign and you get new patches, you got to get them. If you're a patch collector, you got to get them. You don't want to be left out. Hey, back to the boys up north in Lakeshore. Just want to give another shout out because Beards for Bucko is now available for ticketing. For ticketing. Get your tickets. Get up there. And, I think, let's see. We got to go to LakeshoreVillains.com, right? That's right. So if you're thinking about going to Beards for Bucko, go to LakeshoreVillains.com. You can buy your Bucko stuff. And while you're there, if you're there in the next 24, 48 hours, grab one of those other patches, right? You're doing all sorts of good there. You're paying your entrance fee. You're able to, then you're going to go to Beards for Bucko. But then on top of that, while you're there on the site, you can buy one of those few remaining patches that were limited to only 300 worldwide. And the proceeds go to Bucko, I said. Remember that? See how this all ties in? See how this all ties in? These boys up north, they were thinking. They don't always think. Sorry, Mars. No, I'm just kidding you. Exciting stuff, though. So get over there, register for Beards for Bucko. Get set up for it. It's going to be an awesome time. It always is. And then while you're there, you can grab one of them patches. That's what we're going to do. All right. So also got to give a shout out to the Blackshire Villains. I don't have a whole lot of details on this, but I know that they just released a whole bunch of new merch. And you can see that by this picture here. We've got hats. Looks like we've got t-shirts. We've got, sweatshirts maybe even there too. They've probably got some new patches. I don't know. All sorts of stuff. When they release stuff, they do a grand sale of releasing. So get over there. It's new merch. Never been seen before. I've never seen this stuff before. Well, it's probably about a week or two old now. But maybe it's a week. I don't know. Blackshire Villains. Get out there. Grab some new stuff. Again, anytime you get to get new merch, right? Hit up the Blackshire Villains on Instagram and see what you can do to grab. Get some. All right. And lastly tonight, I want to give a shout out to Finland. Bearded Villains Finland. These shirts, and I have no idea what it is. I don't understand. I don't know if it's photography magic or what it is. But go over if you're here live watching right now, you can see the picture. But if you're not, if you're listening on another podcast platform later in an audio form, go out and look at these shirts on the BV Finland IG page. There's something about these shirts. They look like they are the softest. If you could look at a shirt of a picture of a shirt and say that looks soft, that's what this is. I have no idea what kind of shirt this is, but it looks like it's so incredibly soft. I don't know. I know when we take pictures of shirts over here, they don't look like that. And I'm sure this is all computer generated for the type of shirt that they're doing. But hey, this thing looks like a comfy shirt. I have no idea on the sizes. Chances are sometimes those over there don't fit the big boys like me. But I'd reach out and check and see what the price is on that. BV Finland. Grab one of these bad shirts. Very cool. It's kind of like a minimalist design. It's got their X Factor on the front, available in black and white, and got a logo on the back. But it's not like overdone. It's very kind of classy. So anyway, hit them up. Grab one of them Finland stuff too while you're out there. And that is the merch that I have for tonight, gentlemen, ladies, everyone, for sure. All right. Hey, Nez says it's their Ram Fest stuff for the meat. Okay, cool. Talking about Blackshire, I'm assuming. All right, good to know. Good to know. I didn't have the full details on that. So I appreciate you giving me the shout out and let me know. For sure. Got to get a sip of something here. All right. So let's do our, before we get into our video, let's get into our villains around the world segment here. And let's learn a little bit about what I said something BV Alberta might be up to. All right, villains around the world. Today we're going to be talking about the Bearded Villains Alberta chapter, right? All right, so every year in Canada, close to 1,000 workers are killed on the job or die as a result of work-related injury or illness. Every one of those families has a story behind their loved one. So this past weekend, BV Alberta stepped up. They completed Steps for Life. That's right. I mentioned it before, the Steps for Life. So they completed the Steps for Life for the second year running, raised over $600 for families who are affected by workplace tragedy. Some of the gentlemen traveled 8 hours that day and got to meet people who had lost loved ones and shared their stories with them. Around the walk are pictures and write-ups of people who have died on the job and from occupational health-related illnesses, things like that. Some are as young as 19 years of age. The tears and smiles were both in abundance this weekend with the Bearded Villains Alberta and everyone participating in the Steps for Life event. Remember that they say, remember, tomorrow is never promised. Hug your family and friends and tell them you love them. Absolutely, absolutely. Big shout out, BV Alberta. It's the little things, man. It's the little things. Participating in an event like this has huge benefits, not only for other people and other programs, but also for us, for our well-being, and to be a part of something like that. It makes a huge difference. And to also get the word out about these organizations and these programs that are out there. So, and I kind of dive into a little bit of that with the conversation today coming back with Ivan. So congratulations, BV Alberta. Great job. Way to step up with the Step Up, the Steps for Life. Great job. Good to see it. All right, so that was our villains around the world. We've covered merch. We've covered some news from the chapters. And now we're going to get into our interview for this week. That's right. I was talking with Ivan from Bearded Villains over in Manchester. It's the Northern Monkeys. So I'm going to play this here video for us and enjoy this. This was an awesome conversation I had with him. Great brother. And just a fun time. Wish I would have been there. This thing looked like it would have been amazing. So here's my interview with Ivan. I have a very special guest this week, all the way from over in England. That's right. The place where I called home for just a few days last year, visiting Monkey Jam. What an awesome time it was. I was so bummed out that I wasn't able to go this year, but I did want to give props to the guys over there for doing such an awesome job again this year with Monkey Jam. It was just a couple weeks ago, back on, what was it, April 27th, I think. But here today to talk to us about what an awesome time it was, everything that went on with Monkey Jam over in Manchester, I believe, still. Is that where it's at? Ivan, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah, I'm really good. Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's I was bummed that you didn't make it as well. We loved having you last year. It was so cool. And you came such a long way to visit us, and we felt privileged.
Oh, thanks, man. It was, so I was so happy about it. You know, it's it's one of those, it allowed me to experience not only a different country, like an actual different country, rather. I mean, I go up to England, or go up to Canada, and it's like, sure, okay, everybody almost sounds like me, you know. they just round out their vowels a little differently. But I go over there, and it was this culture shock thing immediately when I walked. It was, you know, because I laugh because when I am here, and when somebody like Rob or one of the other guys come over from England, immediately when they talk, or when Simon comes over, you know, when you hear them talk, you, no matter where you're at in the room, you can pick it out, and you just heads turn. And I experienced that for myself on the other side of things last year, because when I walked into the meet and greet, or when I walked into the event, it was like, I started talking and like four sentences in, starting to talk to one person, I saw all these heads start to turn. Like, what's that voice? That doesn't sound right. It was the funniest thing, but it was fun. I had so much fun there. You guys were awesome hosts, and I was bummed I couldn't make it. But let's talk a little bit about. I know this is awesome. I first of all, let me say I really appreciate you being up, because it is, what is it, one? It's got to be pushing 1 o'clock in the morning over there right now.
It's pushing 12. It's pushing 12 o'clock. Okay. So it's a bit early than planned. So no, all good. All good.
All right. All right. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. It's better than when I have to talk to somebody from Australia, because I get up at like 3 a.m. for those interviews.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Hey, you got to do it, right?
I know, right? You just got to find this happy medium where you can both kind of do an okay time.
Yeah.
So I think we're done with
it. This is great. This actually, it's more inconvenient for you than it is for me. So I apologize for that. But let's talk for a second about this new version of Monkey Jam for this year.
Sure.
I know firsthand what it was like last year, and I had such a great time with it. And I came back with all these really cool experiences and stories about how differently you guys run an event over there compared to like how we do, and little things that I thought were really cool that I wanted to kind of take away from being a part of that. But let's since I wasn't there, I know that there were some videos that came out on IG and a lot of photos. But let's just talk for a minute. If you were to explain to everybody, what is Monkey Jam? And we'll just start at the beginning. What is Monkey Jam? And tell us a little bit about how this thing started.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. So look, Monkey Jam is the big meet of the year for the Bit of Villains Northern Monkeys. So we are, you know, Bit of Villains, but we are in the north of England, cover a wide range, kind of a breadth of the country, if you like. And Monkey Jam was kind of born from wanting us to do kind of a big meet that could bring everyone together, you know, bring all different chapters together. You know, something that even our guys could really get excited about. And that's what it was like. It was, the Monkey Jam itself started in 2022. First time it was in Sunderland. We had a great meet in Sunderland. Loads of people came and visited. But then in 2023, it was our 5-year anniversary. So that's the one you came for. And we wanted to go bigger with it. And we wanted to do something a bit more special. So we tried to think of things that maybe we haven't seen at meets before sometimes, you know, even, you know, minute little details that went into even the frames, you know, and it's all about kind of, you know, as much as we could raise, you know, use the event to raise awareness for charity and raise money for charity too. And then this year, it was in Manchester again, so it's second year in Manchester, because we really loved the venue, we really loved the vibe that we got last year. It was, you know, it was so cool. We got, you know, people like yourself came and visited us. But we kind of thought, how do we do this a bit different? Last year was our kind of 5-year anniversary. But we still want this year to be special. So what do we do? So we came up with this kind of retro vibe, if you like. We wanted it to feel kind of very, kind of have this real retro feel to it. So even running up to the event every week, we'd do this countdown, and the countdown would have like, you know, retro images, you know, something you'd associate with, I don't know, being younger or a few years ago. So like VHS tapes and cassettes and skateboards and Etch-a-Sketches and whatever we could think of to kind of bring it to life and really kind of create a buzz about it. And the photo frame we created, you know, that where people could say, you know, we'll see you there. We did as a kind of an old TV. So it looked like you're in an old TV or television box, you know, like really, really old school. And we just wanted to kind of create this whole different vibe around kind of this retro feel to the event. So this year, our photo frame, instead of being kind of a standard photo frame, was a Game Boy. So it looked like your face was in the middle of a Game Boy, and it kind of said Monkey Jam on it and stuff like that. We had loads of kind of banners, including the one behind me, which was up and about. We wanted to do beard competitions, but we did it differently this year. So we had three beard competitions, actually. We had a beard comfort for under 6 inches. We had one that was 6 to 9 inches, and then the one that was over 9 inches. And instead of doing them all at the same time, we separated them throughout the day. But we wanted to do something different. We kind of thought, well, we've done trophies last year. How do we kind of create trophies that really create a memory that's something different that no one's ever seen before? So because we had this retro feel, if you were a winner, you got it's like a VHS tape. So a standard old VHS tape, but it was decorated to be Monkey Jam. So it looked very much like a VHS, but if you looked at it, you know, the stickers on it kind of said, you know, Monkey Jam on it. Even the fact that instead of being R-rated, the R-rated was, you know, it was all about being, it's something, you know, about beards, you know, like may contain sexy beards and stuff like that, you know, whatever we could do to kind of make it really feel totally different. You know, a little Blockbuster sticker on the front of the video and stuff like that. And then if you were a runner-up, you got a cassette tape, and we designed these really cool cassette tapes with a similar image to the one behind. But again, we kind of thought, you know, old mixtapes and things like that, how could we do something just a little bit different that, you know, made a memory for people? So that's kind of the feel of the whole event, was how do we do something that's just a little bit more retro and, you know, blow up some old ghetto blasters and put them around the place and stuff like that. So it was, you know, very, I guess if you remember last year, it was very similar to that, but we just went a bit bigger and a bit different with it, with what we're trying to do.
When I saw some of those pictures, I thought, how cool is this? But I got to get the story behind it, because it was, I mean, I love the fact that yours was actually the first event that I've been to that used the frame, an actual walk around and hold it frame. And I thought, that is such a cool idea that I was going to try to incorporate that, something like that, with our event last year after I'd come back from your event, and we couldn't, I couldn't figure out a way to make it like interestingly fit our event. So we didn't do it then. It may be something I still want to tackle in the future if I can, because there's just something fun about having a tangible frame that somebody holds. And it makes this kind of a very present three-dimensional thing, that it's not just a picture that you digitally put some sort of a frame around. It makes it a very cool three-dimensional picture thing. And so I thought that alone was a very cool idea, but then, you guys stepped it up this year and went full retro with all that other stuff. And
I know. We hadn't seen it before. That's what I mean. Every time we do it, we kind of think, what can we do that people maybe haven't seen? And we've seen a few afterwards, actually, which I think is really cool. You know, I'd love it. I love when I go to other events and there's things that, you know, either remind you of your event, or, you know, maybe we've inspired it, maybe we didn't, you know, but I love seeing that sort of thing. It's kind of, you know, and we can take things from, like you do, you know, we can take things from other events as well. And really how you do things differently, you know, it was cool, you know. And even the flag shoot, you know, we planned it quite a bit in advance. You know, we in Manchester, we call it the GMEX, but it's now called the Central Convention Center. But you've got this massive big old clock on there behind us. And it just happened that they had these steps that went up in a triangle, so we could really put people on these steps, and it created this really cool view where everyone with the flag shoot, it just went up, and then you had this kind of frame behind it of this kind of big old clock, and it looked really cool. So
let's just talk for a second about history, because I mean, you guys have so much of it over there. You can just about, no matter where you go, you turn your head and there's a building that could be, you know, several hundred years old. And every one of them is cool to take a picture in front of. So one of my favorite of all the flag picks, I mean, group flag shoots I've ever done, was the one that we did last year on the bridge over there.
Yeah,
just because it was such a unique thing to do. With, I mean, it just oozed history, and
Yeah.
You just see the age of the buildings around it, plus the bridge itself. It was such a cool thing. And then to see that you guys decided something different for this year, and it came out just as cool in a different way. Very, very cool idea. So how far, just for my own sake, this won't help any of the viewers, except for the ones that live over there. How far from you said it was the same venue that you chose this year that you did last year for the event?
That's right. It's Lock 91. So the venue itself is, we call it a pub here, a bar, I guess, if you're over there, but it's a bar, and it's kind of, we hide out the whole downstairs of this bar. And there's this big outside bit, which is really nice. And it runs just by the kind of a canal. Manchester's famous for its ship canals, right? So it runs by a canal behind you. So it's just a really nice venue. And we had such a cool vibe. And at the back of it, there's a shack. So we did, I think last year we had this shack and we did the announcements from it and things like that. This year we kind of did it a little bit different where, you know, it was almost like a merch stall, if you like. So people could come and they could buy, you know, any merch they wanted from, you know, the merch that we put out this year. So, you know, the pin badge, the coin, the patch, or you could buy t-shirts, or you could buy hoodies if you wanted to. You could buy, you know, there's even cups for sale. And then just for the event, they released this kind of really cool banana pin. I don't know if you can see that.
Really cool. Left or right? Which way to go? Yeah.
I know. It confuses that at me, but it's a really cool, like, it's an old kind of patch that we released ages ago, but it's a really cool pin, and people could buy that on the day. And, you know, everyone that came got a free wristband and a free patch and all sorts. But, you know, we even did, like, because it was a retro feel, we had like a cool old, we designed like a poster, like an old concert poster that you'd kind of see, and made it look very much like that. And you could buy a tote bag that came with the limited edition poster in it and things like that. So it was just kind of a cool vibe that people could do in that the shack, outside there. And then inside, I think last year we had the beard and soap company that came along.
Right.
And this year we did something different. We partnered with 31 Oils, who, you know, a really cool beard company, and they knocked it out of the park. They bought so many cool scents and so many cool stuff with them, and they released this limited edition Monkey Jam scent, which was kind of a, because of the monkey theme, it had a banana scent to it.
Does it have a banana scent to it? That's awesome.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was really cool, man. Like, really cool. And, you know, they were so cool to have on board. And then we had a clothing company there too. So Dethrone Clothing, which are brother ones, was there too, and, you know, selling loads of merch on the day. So, you know, there's kind of lots to get involved with. And then obviously we had the raffle and auction where we raised lots of money for charity. We did that again, and it was, you know, unbelievable. So, I guess, you know, just for me, the amount of people that, you know, really want to support charity is unbelievable. You know, the amount of companies or brothers or, you know, Yvonne Knox, you know, just donated so much stuff to us that we could either put in the raffle or we could auction off. You know, and it was incredible, like, because it raises so much money for charity, and, you know, we can't do that without kind of the generosity of other people, and, you know, whether they're buying stuff, coming to the event, buying some of the merch, or, you know, donating things to these raffles. It was absolutely unbelievable. Again, we raised so much money just from those events. It was amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really cool last year, and then to see little changes that you did this year, and to make it just that much more over the top from everything, from the way that you did all the retro stuff to it. But then I saw, you know, pictures of how, you know, the way that things were set up just a little bit differently from some of the photos. I was like, I've been there, but no, that's different. That's different. And a lot of chapters sometimes just get, you know, set in their way. They get comfortable in a venue, and then this is how they do things. And that's how it is. And, you know, year to year. But what's really cool is when somebody's able to reinvent things year to year, even still using the same venue, because I love that place. I thought it was so, we don't have buildings like that here in the States. At least not to many that I've been to. They have, you know, it's a flat bar, and the fact that it's on a canal and it has that exterior area in the back where you can, I felt when I first got there, I thought, man, this is tiny. This is going to feel really cramped, but it didn't. With all the people that were there, having the different rooms, the different levels, the different areas to be in. It just, yeah. Everybody could spread out and you still felt like it wasn't elbow to elbow, but there were still lots of people there to enjoy it. So it seemed like it was the same thing this year.
It was definitely. I mean, again, we loved that venue. We thought it worked so well last year. And there was this, you know, there was a risk, isn't it, of using the same venue. But we wanted to do it because we loved it. We actually thought the people, the staff even, who work at Lock 91, is the bar, the pub, you know, who run that place, were just so supportive of everything we're doing. And we kind of wanted to go back there and, you know, give them business as well. But yeah, there was a risk of using the same venue, but we loved it so much. We just thought, let's give it a go but challenge ourselves to make it feel very different this year to how it felt last year. And of course, there's always going to be similar elements to it, to a meet, you know, whether that's the you know, you're doing a flag shoot or, you know, you're doing a raffle and an auction and maybe a beard comp and stuff. But, you know, even if we're going to do that, like, how do we make those different to how we've done it last year? And how do we just give it a little different feel and a little different vibe to the one last year? I mean, we still want everyone to come and enjoy themselves, and we still want everyone to come and bring the, you know, the good vibes and the kind of the brotherly love and the solidarity that you get at these things. But, you know, how do we make it so people feel like they've had a different experience than the one they had last year? And that's kind of what we set our stalls out with. I mean, every time we do it, we just challenge ourselves to think differently. You know, there's times when we just jump on calls together and we're either, you know, just brainstorming out different ideas or just making ourselves laugh with the ones that we've come up with. And that's kind of what we wanted to do this year, just make it different. And you know, we're already now thinking about, I mean, we've only just finished this one, but we're already thinking about, okay, if we do this, we're doing this again next year, how do we make it very different again? And how do we come up with some kind of original thinking that we, you know, we haven't tried before, you know, something completely different again.
Yeah. But you know, it's funny, as you set a course up for yourself where you say, okay, I mean, that venue, you could stay at that venue as long as they want you. I mean, year to year, because it's comfortable and it's unique enough that I don't think it's not one of those places I don't think people get tired of. So you have that going for you for sure. But I think some of the ideas that you have incorporated and that you kind of, I think as far as I knew, you're the first ones to do that frame idea. So keeping that as one of your little niche things that you do, and it is, it's going to be something. I've seen a few others that I'd never seen anybody do it before you, but I have seen some since, and it's neat.
Yeah.
It's cool to see that. Okay, we were probably where people saw that first, and that's kind of a cool little tip of the cap to you guys. There's other little cool things that you're able to that you can, you know, piece together and take this version of this and, you know, do it year to year, and it just becomes the identity for Monkey Jam. And I think that's such a very cool thing. And now that you've got this, I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm not here to give you ideas on how to run the thing, but now it excites me now, because you've got, if you had this company come in and do a beard scent, you know, a banana scent, I mean, you've got these partnerships that you're building. How cool is it that you can just grow from there moving forward? And you guys do such a great job of making everybody feel welcome. And it's, you know, one of the coolest things I think that I loved about going to the meet over there was that, whereas here in the States, we may have a multi-chapter meet that shows, you know, where we have multiple people from several different chapters that show up. Over there, it's because of the way that the world is designed over there, you don't have the states, but you have countries that are so close together. And so you may end up with five or six different countries, you know, involved in, you know, being there. Or because England is so diverse, it cracked me up to think that people that are from the same country sound so incredibly different in one breath.
Oh my
gosh. And, you know, it's like, I needed translations for a couple of guys.
I mean, it's a small country, right? And we all sound different. There's so many different dialects.
But it's so fun. But it you guys just do such a great job of welcoming everybody and making it very comfortable. So, I was bummed I couldn't be there, but it seemed like such a great time. Reminder, who are you raising money for this year?
Yeah, so we raised money for a charity called Andy's Man Club.
Okay.
So Andy's Man Club are a charity that was set up to kind of raise awareness to, well, any man suffering with, you know, mental health issues, really. And it's to, you know, it's a suicide prevention. That's the whole premise of it. This started off just with one group. So, and we're talking like one little area where people could get together and talk about, you know, what was bothering them or what was on their mind, and, you know, let me allow people to get this off their chest. And now there were, you know, the charity's just got, it's just grown and it's grown and it's grown. And there is, you know, multiple, and, you know, even I say multiple, it doesn't do it justice. There are, you know, hundreds on hundreds of these kind of get togethers on a weekly basis that happen with Andy Man Club now around the country. And they just offer so much support for anyone suffering, you know, anyone that just wants to have a, you know, come and talk or come and listen or just have somewhere they can go. You know, they just do so much good work. So we really wanted to kind of partner with them and, you know, be able to raise money for Andy's Man Club, and, you know, what a great cause that they're doing. So yeah, so we really wanted to kind of raise money for them. I think it's the same charity we raised money for last year, actually, and we kind of gave out kind of wristbands, and we put the beer mats out everywhere, and we did something similar this year just to kind of raise awareness. But yeah, I think the final figure isn't tallied up yet. So
yeah, you still have stuff coming in.
Still have stuff coming in, and still have kind of, you know, some of the raffle prizes still need to be paid for and things like that. So, but yeah, it's a good amount. Like, it's, you know, we're looking at, but yeah, I think it's over. I don't think it wouldn't be. Yeah, I'd say that you're looking at kind of at least $2,000, $2,500, something like that. Is how much easily is how much has been raised. So I'll give you the figure when I fully get it. Yeah. But yeah, an absolutely incredible amount that we can give to charity. So, and it, you know, like I say, it's because of great people who come to these events and have great times and, you know, help us out, and, you know, all the people that kindly donate and get involved, and companies that give us things to, so we can use it towards, you know, the raffle and the auction. So it's yeah, incredible. We couldn't do it without, you know, good people, man. So
yeah, I, you know, it's really refreshing to see not only the organization that you guys do the charity work for this event, but to see that it's actually, you know, you wonder, is there a prospect where some of the men, some of the brothers that are there, that are going to the event, maybe hearing about this organization for the very first time. And there's always that possibility that our brothers, our own brothers, are going to be affected by, you know, hearing about this organization. So, or definitely, at the very least, hearing about it, that they can pass on to somebody else, what it can do for people. So such a cool organization.
No, definitely. And, you know, you're so right. I mean, it's funny. When we started the partnership kind of before last Monkey Jam, and we've done a few charity events for them between now and then, myself and quite a few of the other brothers, and we had some queens with us as well. And we walked, we call it the Yorkshire Three Peaks. So we did three mountains in a day. With quite a bit of space between it as well. I think between the first one and the second one was about, you know, 10-12 miles between. So you're knackered by the time you get to the next one, by the time you get to the next one. So we're raising money for them that way. But raise awareness. But the amount of people that have come to, you know, even myself afterwards and said, you know what, I have started going to their groups. I've started going to their group sessions, and I find it really helps. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So it has a kind of opened that door to people to go, you know, this is something that's available to you if you need it. And if you do need it, then please, you know, take them up on it. So yeah, that's grateful that we can kind of do that and raise awareness, and that it's helping, helping multiple people, but it's helping brothers as well. Right. So, amazing.
Yeah. I love that. I think what you said there speaks volumes to this problem that we're still to this day dealing with, where men feel, you know, a lot of times too insecure to share that they're struggling. And the fact that, you know, we always say to people, no matter how you phrase it, that, you know, it's okay not to be okay, or it's okay to not be okay, sure, or however you say that. But, and saying that is great and it's all fine and well. And, but then you have to actually take that step and, you know, be willing to then talk to somebody. And sometimes it's a brother, and sometimes it's like an organization like this. And, it's great that that partnership is there and that you're opening eyes to brothers that this is a thing, and, it's available to you. So very, very cool.
Thank you, one of the things
that I loved about, I don't, and maybe I'm just putting you on the spot here because I just thought about asking you this. Did you guys have any fun raffle, unique raffle prizes this year that came out of your raffle? Only because that raffle last year was one of the most interesting raffles that I've ever been a part of, because you guys do it so differently than we do here.
And okay.
It's almost like you buy these raffle tickets and then you still don't know until something's pulled. Am I gonna win something I don't even really want, or I'm gonna be surprised by, or it's just a very cool, unique way that you guys, and you're not the only, you know, you weren't the only event. I've seen others in England do that. It seems to be kind of the way that you do raffles over there. But it's a very cool take on a raffle, the way that you do it.
No, thank you. Thank you for that. Like, I mean, I'll say again, you know, there was some cool stuff, like, and it's sometimes hard to decide what's going to be going to raffle and what is going to go into an auction. So allow people to bid for it.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of collectible items, you know, with patches and things that people have donated that you just, you know, can't get anymore. We had loads, like I said, you know, Bon Knox sent us some stuff over, which is so generous of him, which went down really well. We're really privileged that we had kind of six brothers from Belgium, the Belgium chapter, come over. You know, they brought such energy with them. They're incredible. But again, because they hosted the World Meat last year, they brought over the kind of the World Meat goodies with them. So, you know, that was in the raffle as well. So there's kind of all this cool stuff you can get. And like you say, companies that have donated T-shirts or whiskey or beer or whatever it might be. But there was also kind of, etched whiskey containers. And there was, you know, like Viking beer holding jugs that you could, could win. And there's just so much. And like you say, you know, it could kind of go from like the obvious to the obscure. And there's definitely some fun items. One thing we did a little bit differently this year was companies may have donated things to us, which may be, I don't know, like, in fact, you know, we even had other chapters donate tickets to their next event. So, Blackshire have got their event coming up, and they donated some tickets to their event, which we could give out. Those companies that gave us, you know, days out bowling or cinema or, you know, whatever, meal vouchers and things like that. And what we ended up doing is putting them in almost like these envelopes. And it was, you know, you've won an envelope, pick whatever envelope you want, or pick a couple of envelopes. And then people got whatever they got out of those envelopes, right? So it's really cool that people could, again, they won these, again, random prizes, but some really, really cool prizes as well, right? So yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's like your own version of Let's Make a Deal. Okay, you're now it's your turn to play. Okay, you won. We pulled your raffle ticket, so now you get the chance to play the game. Okay, now what are you gonna? That's a very cool idea. I like that. That may be something I steal.
I love it. That's a great idea. Still replied. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That's a very cool idea. It's funny you mentioned the whiskey thing, because that's always a big hit at raffles for every, I think BV all over the place does the whiskey thing. And how ironic was it last year that the first item that I did win through the auction was something that I could buy 5 minutes from my house, a bottle that's made in the States. And I was like, well, all right, sure, I win this, great, and I'm gonna lug it back home.
You're gonna take it back home.
Well, thankfully one of the guys came up to me after the fact and was like, hey, you can get that anywhere, do you want this one instead? So he switched me out with something that was from over there, so I thought that was really cool.
Last year you bought some really cool stuff, and we actually auctioned a lot of the stuff you brought over, right? Because we had like the Ezra Crow stuff,
right?
And your podcast, you know, patches as well. You know, we had some really cool stuff from you, which fetched a really good amount. So, you know, you you know, that's a thanks to you as well. You really helped us raise lots of money for charity last year, so it was incredible.
Unfortunately, I was between like merch runs right now, and I wasn't able to send anything over for you.
It was
funny. I wanted to because what was funny was that because I've been, you know, in this family prep mode for, you know, the daughter's wedding and always doing this other stuff. And I went back to work again full time earlier this year, and my head's been scrambled all over the place. But even though I was still in the Monkey Jam chat from last year and I saw, you know, people talking about it and everything like that, it wasn't until like 2 weeks before the event actually hit that I was like, oh my gosh, I was like a year ago, I was getting ready to go to England. I didn't even realize that the time had skirted up on me so quickly. And I was like, geez, how time flies. And so, remind me, because next year I want to definitely, if I'm not able to make it in person, fingers crossed I'm coming for something next year. But if I can't make it for Monkey Jam, I definitely want to, because I want to say that the North remembers the North. So I want to be able to donate something for you guys for sure.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. And look, you know, we're more than happy to return that favor as well. You know, when you get your meet, you know, you help us out so much, you let us know what you need, and we'll definitely send you some stuff over for you as well.
Figure all that out, man.
Incredible.
Oh, I'm excited.
And you know what? If you come back, whether you come to kind of the next Monkey Jam or you go to one of the other great events that happen in the UK, and you know, and I genuinely mean that, you know, I am a little bit biased because it's our meet, but at the same time, I love everyone else's events. I think people do such a great job, you know, and I've been to so many great ones, no matter where you go. But, you know, if you do come back, let us know, because we'll, you know, definitely the Northern Monkeys and the lads that kind of met you last time would be, you know, would love to see you again. And, you know, we'll make the effort to come and see you and, you know, take you out for some food and stuff like that. So yeah.
You guys are my first outside chapter to meet officially as a group. So outside of the States, over to England. So I kind of have a kinship to you guys too. So, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys again here soon, soon could be a relevant term. No, a relative term.
It won't feel that long, but it could be a long time in actuality. Just time flies, right?
Now we just need to ship some of you guys over here for our event. That's what we need to do.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'd love that.
October. Love that. Yeah, find some plane tickets for October.
Yeah. Okay. Send us some details. I'll push it out and see what we can do. I mean, look, people are struggling a bit more now with financial, you know, the energy crisis and stuff like that. But you know what? If people can make it, they'll definitely make it. I think people, if they can't make it, it'll be the same as you, right? When you couldn't make it this year, they'll have that feeling where, oh, you know, I'm really bummed out that I can't make it this year. You know, I can't make it because I'd love to. Yeah. But yeah, definitely let me know. And I'll definitely share it with all the brothers, because if they can make it, they'll definitely try and make it. That's awesome. For sure.
Be awesome. Well, Ivan, man, I'm so proud of you guys for what you guys do and continue to do over there. And just keep up the great work. And I appreciate you taking some time out this morning almost, or now it's this morning for you almost.
Yeah.
Taking some time out for me today. And I look forward to telling everybody about what's going on over there. And just, you know, keep me informed of what you guys are up to, and I'll make sure I share all the news.
Oh, you're absolutely. Thank you. Listen, thank you. It's an absolute pleasure talking to you. So thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, man. All right, Ivan, thanks so much, and I will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
All right. That was my interview with Ivan. Man, he is so easy to talk to. I have so much fun chatting with him, and it gives me the warm fuzzies wishing that seeing the pictures, and especially when there's, you know, the event was held at the same location that the event was last year. And you're just like instantly taken back to that time that you had such a really fun time there the time before. And so, yeah, I'd love to get back over there and see all you guys, those of you who are watching right now. I know there's some of you in the chat, but I appreciate it. But yeah, thanks so much, Ivan. Northern Monkeys doing their thing. Very cool to see. And while that interview was playing, I was looking down at my phone. I was like, you know what I did not do yet? After I made a comment in the comment section, so I'll make sure I'll mention it here, that some of the really cool merch that was made for Monkey Jam is actually still available right now. It looks like I don't know how much they probably can't have much left. And it's super reasonable prices too. like limited stuff at reasonable prices, even for considering that your state, if you live here in the States. So get over there, look them up on Instagram. And then they have a direct link to their store site, on the, from the Northern Monkeys. But I'm going to be ordering, what did I get ready to place an order for? Let's see. I got a Monkey Jam Collector's Chapter coin, a Monkey Jam Collector pin, and then also the pin, the banana pin. That thing was really cool. The banana pin, that he showed in the camera. All three of those are still available right now. So I'm going to grab each one. I'm going to grab one of those. Boom, boom, boom. All of them. All the stuff. They have a really cool shirt too, but unfortunately it's not available in my size. So monkeys, come on. Monkeys, get on it. Northern Monkeys. I need a shirt. I want a shirt from you guys, but I need a big boy size. So reach out to me when you guys have big boy sizes, and we'll square away, get that taken care of. But hey, all right, guys. Well, you know what? We have done enough damage here tonight. I really appreciate Ivan taking some time out. I think everybody who has chimed in and been a part of this conversation tonight in the chat, been here with us live, especially those of you over in England where it's early morning hours. So I greatly appreciate you for being here and listening and watching. Awesome times. Don't be strangers. We do this show typically, I aim for every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, so whatever that is math-wise for you over in England. And coming up in the future weeks, if you're aware, if you live over there in England, you know that there's some other events coming up that I'll be talking to members of chapters about those events. I will also be doing an interview, sharing an interview with, hopefully with Andy from Wales, talking about Beardiff is also in the plans. So I want to we are a worldwide brotherhood, and I want to cover everybody. So if you hear something, if you know of somebody doing something cool, reach out, let me know what it is so I can reach out to them, possibly, so we can get it all uncovered. We want to talk about everything. All the good stuff. Well, guys, hey, you know what this music means? It's going to wrap up episode 214 of The Heart of a Villain. Remember, as I always say to you, I want to challenge you to be the villain that the world needs you to be, because the heart of a villain never stops beating. Most important words I say every week, guys, remember them well. It's okay not to be okay. If you are hurting, please find a brother to talk to. Remember, it's okay not to be okay. That means you need to do the work and get the talk. Have a talk. Guys, this is it. Until next week for episode 215, have a great night. Have a great Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Have a great week ahead. Until next weekend, stay safe. Talk to you soon. Take care. Stay safe.